Hey, welcome to 15 Minutes with Frank, and my name is Frank, and I'm so glad that you are joining me on the very first episode one podcast of 15 Minutes with Frank. If you just stumbled upon into this, you don't know what this is 15 minutes with me during your lunch break, on the way to your commute to work, or wherever you are, to just kind of talk about student ministry, what I did in last week's youth night, and kind of giving you some thoughts and ideas of what I'm learning and experiencing through my course of student ministry. I am so glad that you're here. If you, like I said, stumble upon into this by mistake, or you don't know why you're here, or someone suggests this podcast and you want to know what this is about and who I am, go to episode 00, where I kind of share about my journey into student ministry, as well as I talk about what this whole thing is about. And if you stay here for the full time of this podcast, or the video if you're watching this, I got a couple of downloads for free for you so that you can use in your student ministry. Well, let's dive in, because I want to talk about what I did on October 30th, Sunday, October 30th, for my 90s night. It was awesome. So this is the Sunday before Halloween, and I wanted to kind of really do something that kind of doesn't lie about Halloween. And we're going to talk about Halloween more in a second, but just something fun, something goofy, something to get our kids into it. So that way they're not just coming to another youth night, but something that's kind of a little bit more, I don't say significant, but different because of the fact that Halloween is the next day. So I decided to do something really, really kind of different for our context, at least. And we decided to do a 90s night. And I figured like 80s night, 70s night, 60s night, people have done that before. You know, homecoming week, they do these decade days. But 90s is like this really weird time. I call it like the puberty of the generations, right? Because like you have the 80s that was really confident and bold. And you have the 2000s that was really confident and bold. But you have the 90s where it's just this awkward time of like weird colors and awkward outfits and blonde hair tips and the Spice Girls. So this is a really, really weird time. And so I was like, let's get awkward. Let's have a 90s night. And so for the leaders, all of us who are like mid-20s to early 30s, we loved it because it was super, super nostalgic. It was super like taking us down the memory lane. We were talking about all our favorite artists and outfits that our parents put us into, and just kind of the different food that we ate that was super specific to the 90s, like Surge and 3D Doritos. Like, it was a pretty fun time just even preparing for it. So to prepare for this week, we had to like really, really push us and educate our students on what the 90s is all about. So throughout the past like 3 or 4 weeks, we were like showing pictures of what people would wear in the 90s, showing pictures of Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Full House, Family Matters, kind of like very popular TV shows from the 90s. Even talked about like some famous 90s cartoons like Rugrats and Doug and Daria. And then the week leading up to our youth night, we were like uploading a bunch of photos throughout the week of the different leaders in our youth ministry that were like pictures, like throwback pictures to them in the 90s. So it was super fun. And then the day of, I just dumped a ton of photos of staff people in our church, like our campus pastor, our small groups director, just different people on our staff who had like was in the 90s, like they were in high school in the 90s. So like it was the peak of 90s fashion for them. And so it really helped prepare them to kind of get ready for the 90s. So what I did on the front end of it was kind of buy some stuff ahead of time to make sure this 90s night was really, really cool. So I made a 90s playlist, which at the end of this video, I'm going to give you a link so you can subscribe to the Spotify 90s playlist that we played. I made a 90s playlist. I got 90s snacks and drinks. So I bought a couple cases of Surge, a couple cases of Hi-C Ecto Cooler from Amazon. And then we got Fruit by the Foot, Gushers. We got just a bunch of kind of like 90s. We got the Zebra fruit stripe gum that, you know, the taste goes away in 3 seconds, but you get a free tattoo in it. I got that too. And basically all that stuff, so that way when they get here, they're eating 90s snacks, they're hearing 90s music, they're dressed in the 90s. And we also had a little goofy photo booth. And so when the kids came in, there was this photo booth where we had these little signs that like looked like a Polaroid frame that said Fuse or Fuse 90s Night. And we had little sticks that had little pictures of like VCRs and Tamagotchis. It's really, really fun stuff. And the kids loved it. We had this girl come in who's a really good photographer, take photos of everyone, and it was a blast. All right, so kids are coming in, they're doing this stuff, and for the first part of our youth night, we're just kind of hanging out, kind of goofing around about when it comes to 90s night, what that looks like. And then finally, we start the actual service. So we had 5 of our girl leaders dress up as Spice Girls. And I'm not going to lie, I was nervous about this because when I was 10 and 11, and I was like like in the midst of the Spice Girls, I wasn't really too concerned with their outfits. But then to like this week when I was like talking to them, I'm like, what are you guys actually gonna wear? And I started Googling the Spice Girls, I was like, I'm super scared of how they're gonna dress. But they all came out pretty modest, and it was super fun. And the Spice Girls did our announcements. They kind of got everyone in the mood for the game and the rest of the time. And it was a blast. We got into our game time and we played two games. We played the classic Heads Up, 7-Up. If you don't know what that game is, then you didn't have a childhood. But basically, you have your head down with your eyes closed, you have your thumb up, and there's like 5 or 6 or 7 people going around touching people's thumb. And if your thumb gets pushed down, when he says, okay, heads up, everyone looks up. If your thumb got pushed down, you stand up. And then you have to try to guess who was the person that touched your thumb. And that was just a really silly, goofy game. I don't know if that's really 90s as much as that's part of, like, a game that we played when we were kids in the 90s. But it was super fun. And then the second game we played was the you know that game by Ellen DeGeneres called Heads Up? That's an app that you can have on your phone or your iPad. Well, we played that, and we downloaded the 90s package. And the 90s edition package had, like, a bunch of, like, just weird 90s celebrities and TV shows and different things from the 90s. And we played, like, the Heads Up game with the students. And what I did is I put it on an iPad, connected it to our Apple TV, and then our Apple TV streamed it all the way to our major TV, so that way the whole room can see, not just on the small iPad, but on the actual big screen TV. So we played a couple rounds where, like, the kids would, there'd be a student up front, and the kids in the audience would try to, you know, act it out or try to say phrases to get the student to guess it. And then towards the end, we played a leaders versus students game where the leaders can only tell the other leaders what the word was. And then the students can only tell the other students what the word was. And so obviously the leaders won, but it was still a super fun game. And it's super easy. And like at the end of the day, if you have an Apple TV and you have a TV connected to the Apple TV, and you'll have Wi-Fi in that room, the app is free, and then the 90s package is $2. So that was a pretty sweet, easy game. So all of our games cost a total of $2. So that was a huge hit for us. Then we went to our worship time, and our worship time was very, very 90s. That was intentional. And we realized that maybe our kids might know this song because worship music is usually like a decade or two behind. But for the most part, the kids knew the stuff. Even though for us, it was kind of cringy because it was like, oh, this is 90s worship. And like, you know, we're in such a better decade for worship, like contemporary worship. But we did it anyways. And so we did Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. We did I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. And we did Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Classic 90s worship. And the kids loved it. In fact, for Lord, Lift Them on High, they did the hand gestures and all that stuff. And the kids actually did not know the hand gestures. So we actually taught them something about something from our childhood and our Christian experience singing this song at camp and youth group and doing these different hand gestures. It was a huge, huge blast. And so then we dived into my message. And my message was separated a little bit from when it talks about the 90s. So before I even thought about doing a 90s night, I thought the night before Halloween, I want to do a message called The Walking Dead. Put to aside, I'm a big fan of the show. I watch it. I love it. I'm like I have theories about the show. I talk to people about it, but I don't share that very often with people because people get weird about shows like Walking Dead. But I feel like there's enough pop culture kind of understanding of the show, and because zombies are such a big deal in our culture, that I felt like I could do a sermon on Walking Dead without kind of endorsing the show and stuff like that. So I did a message called Walking Dead where I talked about Lazarus rising from the dead. And what I want to do for you guys is I want to give you my message for free for you guys to use. You don't have to use this on Halloween. Like, this is always a sermon you could talk about. Basically, I talked about how God rose Lazarus from the dead. And then in the middle of my message, I talked about, I showed a Skit Guys video. And so the Skit Guys videos, if you don't know who they are, they're two guys that make really funny videos. Sometimes their humor is a little dad humory, but this video was really, really, really funny. Not cheesy. It was kind of meta. It was like a skit of them talking about making a skit about Lazarus. So it was really interesting and kind of well made. And it's about a 7-minute long video or so. And those videos aren't cheap. They're like $15 or $16. But like that video nailed it. Like the video like was like kind of talked about Lazarus in a humorous way and then ended with them kind of talking about like, well, it's scary to be brought back to life. Like now there's responsibility and now there's like things expected of you. But like, what's the alternative? To be dead again? Like it kind of puts this position where it's like makes you think like if we've been made alive in Christ, like we have risen from the dead, we've risen from the grave to newness of life. And therefore, our life should be different. But that's kind of scary. if we're honest, it's kind of intimidating because now we have this responsibility of being new creatures. And even though our old ways, the way when we were dead, probably was comfortable. It was probably easier. And now we have this new kind of found responsibility. So I made this message about, hey, relating our lives to Lazarus' life and being raised from the dead. And so I used that video to kind of talk about how we are called to live a new life, that we are no longer defined how we used to be when we were dead in our sins. We brought up Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. And then I let them go into small groups where they kind of dissected it even further. What does this look like now since we have been raised from death to life? What does our life should look like? Like how is it different? And how is it intimidating? How is it can be scary? And have those kind of conversations fleshed out in their small groups. And so all that to say is the night was amazing. I got good feedback from our small group leaders saying that they had good discussion. The 90s stuff was a hit. I would say about 50% of the kids dressed up. And by dressing up, I mean they like looked at the photos of their parents when they were in high school and they dressed like them. And that is hilarious. And the kids loved the fact that their kids dressed like them when they were in high school. So it was a huge hit. When it comes to this Halloween topic, I want to kind of spend the remainder of my few minutes here talking about Halloween. I know I grew up in Florida and Arkansas, and so in the conservative South, Halloween is a touchy subject. You have some churches that are like open, embrace it. They do fake Halloween called trunk or treat. They do all this stuff, and there's some churches where it's like, we don't talk about it. It's so pagan, it's so sinful that we don't want to get near that kind of stuff. And I get that. And so what I feel about Halloween is that there's a way to have like a fun youth night kind of near Halloween without actually having to endorse Halloween and get near those discussions of like, oh, it's pagan, oh, it's whatever. Like, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, I feel like Halloween is not like a thing that we should like fight over. Like, no, we have to have a night where kids dress up and come to church in costumes. I don't think we have to do anything. But here are kind of my three thoughts when it comes to Halloween or youth nights that are near Halloween. Number one is this: you always tell kids what to wear. If you give them free access and free pass to wear whatever they want, kids will wear the most insane costumes, whether it's going to be kind of revealing and inappropriate or it's going to be crazy, gory, and bloody. Kids are always going to want to outdo one another. So if you say, hey, we're having a 90s night, so everyone dressed in the 90s, then like they're going to dress like that. Like last year, we did a superhero night, so everyone had to dress like their favorite superhero or Marvel hero or whatever. And so if you have specific guidelines that you know that like for them to be dressed in modest or inappropriate, it's going to be a huge stretch, then you're kind of like kind of creating safe parameters for your youth night. The second thing I would say about Halloween is make it about them. Don't make it per se about Halloween. I mean, I think a lot of people want to do messages about Halloween, and the closest I will ever get to that is I will make a message about the reality of Satan and demons, but very rarely will I ever talk about like the history of Halloween or leverage Halloween itself as the message of my night. Make it about them. Make it about like the scary stories in the Bible. Like talk about how when they put I love talking about like dead people coming to life. So like talk about the guy who got thrown his body on top of Elisha's body, how he came back to life. Talk about like the scary stories about, talk about Elisha again, where two bears mauled kids. Like talk about Jesus raising, like there's so many good stories in the Bible that have spiritual implications to their life than talking about like the conspiracy of Halloween or anything like that, because I feel like that is, at the end of the day, is more about you and kind of like leveraging a point that you have to make about Halloween as opposed to kind of leveraging all this stuff towards a gospel opportunity. And then the third thing I would say is don't ignore it, leverage it. So I've kind of talked about leveraging it a few times now. What I mean by don't ignoring it is like we can't live in a bubble where we say like this holiday doesn't exist. Because the reality is I would probably venture to guess that most of your kids the next night after Sunday night on Halloween itself, they actually dressed up and did trick-or-treating and stuff like that. So I'm not saying ignore it. So buy the candy. If you can buy the candy early when it's cheaper, buy the candy. And I'm not saying always be like acknowledging and talking about the whole night, but I'm saying is the reality is kids are going to go trick-or-treating. And if we ignore it, it kind of gives us like superficial kind of like dual paradigm, like I have my church life and I have my real life. And we don't want to separate those two. We want to have their church life flow into their real life and their real life be affected by their church life. And so with that being said, acknowledge that Halloween is real. And instead of saying like, oh, we're not going to pretend it's real at all, what we should be saying is, what does a godly person, what does a person who has the Holy Spirit living inside of them, how would they look at this holiday. How would they recognize this holiday? I would argue that this is the only holiday where the mission field comes to your door. So how can we leverage this for Jesus? This is an opportunity where we're going to have a ton of free candy, and this is going to be awesome. What we're saying is this, is don't ignore it. Don't pretend it isn't real. Leverage it for your opportunity to say, hey, we're going to have a 90s night, bring your friends, we're going to have a bunch of free candy. I know there's a youth group in California that has a sugar fest. I don't know if they do that around this time or not, but basically they just have a big party where they just give out tons and tons and tons of candy, and kids get really, really excited on sugar. We gave our kids Surge, and they were wired for the rest of the day. All that to say is this, use this opportunity to have fun. Use this opportunity to leverage it, to share the gospel, get the candy, get the theme, promote it, have fun. Next year, make it about them. Don't make it about Halloween. Focus on the kids and focus on them, pointing them to Jesus in light of this goofy, silly holiday where people dress up in masks and costumes and eat lots of sugar. All right, so I promise if you stuck around, this is the very first podcast, and we somehow chugged through this. I want to give you guys a couple gifts for being the very first people to listen to this podcast. So if you go to my website, frankgill.me, yep, frankgill.me, if you go to my website, there's three things you can get there. Number one is this, is you can get a download of the Snapchat filter I made. So for 90s Night, I made a Snapchat filter where it says Few Student Ministries on the top and 90s Night. Very simple, very easy. I'll put in the thing where you can download the fonts, and it's already like set up to the right size that you would need for Snapchat. All you need to go is to go to Snapchat and upload it after you edit your youth group name. 90s Night doesn't have to be for Halloween. You can have it any time of the year, and it's really, really fun and really, really goofy. Here's a free Snapchat filter for you to use in your student ministry. It cost me $5 to have it for like 5 hours, so it was pretty inexpensive and awesome. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my message. I'm going to give you the link to where you could download and buy the Skit Guys video, but use this small little, you know, I think it's like 6 pages of notes to kind of help get you started so you can write a sermon about Lazarus and being raised from the dead and the implications of that. And I'll even throw in the small group questions so that way you can use this whole night as a time to talk about Jesus and talk about how he raised people from the dead and how he raised us from the dead. And the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my 90s Night playlist. So it's on Spotify. I'll share the link in there, and you'll be able to download it and maybe even use those songs to build your own playlist, maybe add some other songs. There's a good mix of between secular 90s music and like classic like DC Talk, Audio Adrenaline, 90s music in there. Good time. It was a blast. So anyways, thanks for joining us, man. I hope to see you guys next week. This is going to be a weekly podcast, weekly video also, where we will be talking about what I did the night before in youth ministry, as well as kind of some different thoughts and tips of what I've been going through and learning in this journey as a student ministries pastor. Hey, you guys are great. Thank you for hanging out with me for 15 minutes. It's been that time. Talk to you later. Bye.